Happy New Year! Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for January 4th, 2013. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. A little behind schedule this morning because we had some exciting news come up, and I'll just start the show by telling it to you. Star Wars Hasbro 2013 vehicles, Wave 1, are up right now. Or they will be when this podcast goes live. I just inputted them in the system, which means you can order the new Jedi Starfighter, Slave One, and Republic Fighter Tank that I got to play with last Star Wars Celebration. Hasbro's super cool. They let me futz around with them. They're really great new vehicles. They're scaled down a little bit from previous releases of the ships, but they're tiny and cheap and fun. If you like tiny, cheap, fun toys, I mean, if you like things you play with, these are for you. If you want the biggest, most collectible, expensive things in the world, you might not care for these as much. Also up are the mini rig vehicles, the Class 1 vehicles. Four of those, each one includes two figures. Yoda's mini Jedi Starfighter includes Yoda and a Super Battle Droid. A 501st Clone Wars animated style AT-RT includes the matching ARF Trooper, as well as a tactical droid. The MTT droid mini fighter includes a battle droid, of course, and the Obi-Wan Kenobi from the super cool Naboo dual battle pack last year. And the last ship in the mix is the Clone Wars dropship. It's a expanded universe original creation vehicle. It includes a clone pilot as well as a, I believe, red battle droid. I don't have a picture in front of me right now, and I'm going from memory from August, so you'll have to forgive me if I was wrong on any of those. But they're going up right now, and you should be able to order them by the case before you complain. The case is actually a complete set of all of them, so there's no duplicates, no extras. You just get one of every new vehicle in these boxes, and you should order them right now, because we're going to order them right now, and then everyone's going to have new vehicles to play with. And that makes me happy, because if there's one thing I like more than Star Wars action figures, it's Star Wars vehicles, especially when they don't have electronics, because who needs to worry about batteries to corrode? I just want those things out of there. Anyway, let's get started with movies. At the box office last week, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, was unexpectedly number one again with $32 million. It was followed by Django Unchained with $30.1 million, Les Miserables with $27.3 million, Parental Guidance, $14.6 million, and number five was Ja Creature with $14.0 million. New this week, Texas Chainsaw 3D, A Dark Truth, 56 Up, and other limited releases or unreviewed movies, which you can take to mean as you wish. Now we've got, here's an interesting story. Big Bang Theory's ratings are huge. How huge? On par with the final season of Friends, according to Zap2It.com. I'm reading Big Bang is getting about 20.3 million viewers per episode. Friends got 20.8 during its final year. That ain't nothing. The Academy extended Oscar voting by one day due to problems with a newfangled, reportedly cumbersome online voting system. Apparently new passwords, if you request one, are delivered by mail, not email, mail. And there's some other issues. Could this mean a much younger voter turnout could happen this year? Sure, why not? I avoid gossip usually, but this one is worth mentioning because George Lucas got engaged. Dude's getting married! He's 68 and he's engaged to Melody Hobson, a 43-year-old DreamWorks animation chairperson and financial person. Given the recent sale to Disney, it's of course amusing that she just happens to be working for DreamWorks. But hey, congratulations, George! Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. It's his second marriage. And he's 68. High five, dude. On sale. Entertainment Earth. The year-end sale is now the New Year clearance sale. So check out hundreds of items at great prices with some new additions going up as I speak. I can't tell you what they are right now because we're still firming out the final list, but you're going to see some new items freshly marked down right now. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com and save a bunch of money while you spend a bunch of money. Thank you, won't you? In toy news, in addition to the new Star Wars vehicles, Hasbro revealed Ripclaw, a new Transformers Prime Beast Hunters dragon on Facebook. The kicker? It's a lady dragon. Not only are there very rarely lady Transformers, just Transformer bad guys? It's not common. I mean, Prime we had Arachnid, but it's unusual. I mean, other than this, we've had Stryka, and before that, Black Arachnia. About it. There's not many. I don't count like Nightbird or something. But it's unusual, and it's exciting, and the figure looks really good. She's got... I'm all choked up because I'm not drinking enough water. She's got wings, she's got a big old dragon neck, and she looks great. And she has this like claw weapon that looks kind of like Omega Supreme's claw. So I'm very excited. There's no pre-order information yet, but considering how the figure looks in the picture, I would wager you'll see that in the next month or two. So keep checking our site for Ripclaw. You'll be glad you did. Funko announced a new DC Comics mashup with Domo. So now Domo will be in Batman, Flash, Superman, and Green Lantern costumes. The Green Lantern one, I don't like saying this normally because, let's face it, humor is subjective, and frankly, what I find funny, you might not. But Green Lantern is hysterical. You should check it out. You really should see it on our website. You can just search DC Domo or Green Lantern Domo. Just see Green Lantern Domo. That's what you want to see. I saw them this morning, and they're really something. That Green Lantern one, just, it's great. Other new pre-orders. We're putting up tons of new items. I put up a bunch of new board games. There's a Bejeweled board game going up. We put UFC Ultimate Collector Series 11 action figures. You can order those right now, as well as a Peanuts Charlie Brown Vintage Version Ultra Detail figure for just $15. Price subject to change. I have to say that I'm required by law. Because if I say something now and it changes, you might email and say, what happened? And I'll say it's subject to change. But those are up now. We've got lots of other items too. So just go to our new products tab right now. You'll be glad you did. Anyway, I got to sign off because I have a lot to do in about 20 minutes. So I have to let you go. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Please follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, or on Tumblr. Tumblr has us at entertainmentearth.tumblr.com. Thank you and Happy New Year.